giving you chills? On Easter Sunday 1939, Marian Anderson sang on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Now, it was a performance that made her an instant civil rights icon because she was black, basically, and the Daughters of the Revolution banned Anderson from singing at DC's largest venue, that was Constitution Hall. Now, 70 years later, we're going to take stock of what this moment actually means today with Patrick Henry Bass. He's the senior editor of Essence magazine and the author of Like a Mighty Stream, The March on Washington, August 28th, 1963. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Femi.
It's beautiful listening to this music, isn't it?
I can listen to it all day.
Now, in your book, you talk about Marian Anderson. Just remind us about what took her to that Lincoln Memorial concert.
Right. The book, Like a Mighty Stream, The March on Washington, August 28, 1963. I had no idea of Marian Anderson's significance to the civil rights movement. I was trying to get a sense of the largest gatherings that had taken place at the Lincoln Memorial, and the largest before Dr. King delivered his I Have a Dream speech was Marian Anderson's concert on Easter Sunday, 1939, in which 75,000 people, it was the largest interracial gathering before the I Have a Dream speech, the March on Washington. And I was trying to figure out how all of that came together, and I discovered the footnote about the Daughters of the American Revolution and Constitution Hall and their clause banning Negroes at the time from singing at the Constitution Hall. And what was fascinating was Eleanor Roosevelt's role in Marian Anderson performing at the Washington Monument, because she resigned from the Daughters of the American Revolution. This was the first major step that anyone in the White House had taken. This was the first lady, of course, but the first major step that someone had taken in addressing inequality, racial inequality specifically. Marian Anderson had performed at the White House in 1936. She was the first African-American performer to do so. Marian Anderson had been an international success, for many years, so it wasn't as if the world didn't know who she was. Toscanini had called her contralto voice one of the greatest voices of the world, So it was in America that she didn't receive acclaim or wide acceptance.
So this became a major news story, basically.
Yeah, it was one of those headlines heard around the world because, understand, here at Patrician Eleanor Roosevelt, who gets involved in perhaps one of the most combustible issues of the day, which is civil rights, to say that I am no longer going to become a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution, and to tell them, look, you're wrong. You're wrong about civil rights. And to then make way for Marian Anderson to perform at the Lincoln Memorial, which was fairly new. The Lincoln Memorial had just been built in 1922. So this was sort of like the parvenu place. I mean, right now we think of the Lincoln Memorial as this great, iconic, place in Washington, D.C.
Talk about who was in the audience that day.
Well, a young guy named Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was in the audience that day, who, was very moved by Marian Anderson. And it's quite ironic because in 1963, when Dr. King delivered his I Have a Dream speech, Marian Anderson was there. She sang at the March on Washington.
NBC covered that concert with Marian Anderson, and it's very interesting to see the way they spun the story. She wasn't playing Lincoln Memorial because of racism. Let's have a listen.
Miss Anderson will sing from a stage built on the steps of this impressive memorial to America's Civil War president, looking out over the beautiful reflecting pool to the Washington Monument. Marian Anderson is singing this public concert at the Lincoln Memorial because she was unable to get an auditorium to accommodate the tremendous audience that wish to hear her. Thousands are gathered near the memorial to hear this Easter Day recital, which is perhaps the first open-air concert ever held in Washington.
You talk about propaganda, right?
So, nice spin there, Patrick. What do you make of that?
Well, Marian Anderson had been often derided and dismissed in American newspapers. In the South, she was never described as Miss Anderson, as would be the way. She was the number three box office draw of all opera singers. She had sang at Carnegie Hall in the early 30s, but never could she get, respect from newspapers or media. Marian Anderson also was a victim to the discrimination of the the day. She cannot travel among white people, you know, in cars or so she often drove wherever she was. She couldn't walk through the front of hotels. The finest hotels in the world, she would have to go through the back door. So she would stay with her friends in L.A. or other places. She was a woman of incredible dignity and elegance and grace. And so instead of becoming a political activist, which she never described herself as, although this was perhaps one of the greatest political moments in American history at that time.
You say she wasn't a political activist, but she did make a political statement very subtly. Have a listen to this song that she sang at the Lincoln Memorial. My country. Anderson changed the words, Patrick. What did she do with that song?
Right, instead of saying of the I sing, she changed them to of the we sing, because she was before the largest interracial gathering in American history at that time. We have to remember, like in 1936 and 1938, there was the Joe Louis Max Schmeling fight. So there was the sense of there was a chipping away in terms of civil rights and equality, but opera. I mean, you had this woman from South Philadelphia, the daughter of a school teacher and an ice deliverer, who was singing in Russian and German and Italian, who sang before kings and queens, who performed at the White House. You know, she would return to the White House in 1939, and she would return to Constitution Hall in 1943 as a guest of the Daughters of the American Revolution.
You make a connection between Michelle Obama and Eleanor Roosevelt in just our closing moments. What is that connection? What's the link that you make?
Well, beyond the height that they had and the hype that they had, they also were women of great integrity who, at a time when the nation was suffering economically, they rolled up their sleeves and got down to business and spoke unequivocally about issues that they cared about.
Patrick Henry Bass, thank you very much for joining us. He's the senior editor at Essence. We will leave you with Marian Anderson singing Nobody Knows. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.